With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A cosmetic tattoo studio in Minocqua is now taking bookings for paramedical tattoos for mastectomy patients. Next month, the studio is offering tattoos pro bono to mark Breast Cancer Awareness Month. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed reports.
By using flesh tones, tattoo artists can restore the appearance of natural features lost after surgeries, camouflage scars, and more. But the service wasn't widely available in the North Woods. That is, until Kelsey Hinterleitner of Carabelli's Beauty Company in Minocqua decided to make a change.
And I knew there was the need for the paramedical tattooing in this area. And I've been looking into it.
For Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Hinterleitner is offering hyperrealistic nipple and areola paramedical tattoos for mastectomy patients pro bono. In Wisconsin, one in every eight women develop breast cancer. Mastectomies treat breast cancer, but can also be performed preventatively in people with elevated risk. Loss of breast or breast tissue can come with a lot of stigma.
I can continue to help women feel good about themselves again and maybe help them heal and just feel confident again. I just feel great, and I'm just truly honored for the women that come into my studio that they chose me to spend the time with.
She closes the studio for these bookings and says the process is almost always emotional.
We're all over the place. We're laughing, we're crying, we're hugging, we're goofing, we're cussing. I am right there with them.
Hinterleitner says she's going to continue offering pro bono hyperrealistic nipple and areola tattoos every October from now on. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
We have a link to learn more about the tattoo studio at our website, WXPR.org. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing a case brought by a conservative activist who is seeking guardianship records in an effort to find ineligible voters. The case being heard Tuesday is the latest attempt by those who questioned the outcome of the 2020 election to cast doubt on the integrity of elections in the swing state. The Wisconsin Voter Alliance wants to force counties to release records filed when a judge determines someone is incompetent to vote so they can be compared to the voter registration list. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, controlled by liberal justices, is unlikely to issue a ruling before the November election. Meanwhile, the court is also scheduled to hear arguments in a case brought by Republicans who want to stop the use of mobile voting sites. Republicans argue state law prohibits mobile voting sites. Racine officials used a van once in 2022's primary for people to cast early absentee ballots. Racine, the Democratic National Committee, and others say nothing in state law prohibited using the van. The court will hear arguments Tuesday. Whatever it decides will not affect the November election, as a ruling is not expected until later, and no towns or cities asked to use alternative voting locations for this election before the deadline to do so passed. The ruling could affect future elections, though. Indigenous water protectors and supporters met at Michigan's Straits of Mackinac last week to spotlight the dangers of the 71-year-old Line 5 pipeline. Some have deemed it North America's riskiest crude oil pipeline. Crystal Blair has more about the event.
Headlined by the nonprofit Oil and Water Don't Mix, the protest featured two main events, the Pipe Out Paddle Up in St. Ignace, which showcased a flotilla against Enbridge's Line 5 oil spill risk, followed by the Water is Life Festival in Petoskey, celebrating local music and advocacy for ending Line 5's threat. Dr. Nicole Kiway-Biber is with Clean Water Action. She explains that Indigenous people have been given stewardship over the waters.
But also really critical to us having lived relationship to our culture and what our teachings are and our instructions are. And so much of that is to protect and oversee the water and the wildlife.
Kiway-Biber says that the events emphasize the preservation of the Indigenous way of life. Enbridge maintains that Line 5 safety is exclusively regulated by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Kiway-Biber highlights that there are many individuals, both from Michigan and beyond, who treasure and deeply value the Great Lakes, but remain unaware of the significant threats posed by Line 5.
They may not know we're constantly just a moment away from this catastrophic kind of ruination of those precious freshwaters. And, you know, it's powerful for them to first and foremost hear about it from people who are committed to protecting the water and the people and the wildlife.
Enbridge moves up to 540,000 barrels of light crude oil, light synthetic oil, and NGL through Line 5. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Line 5 also crosses Wisconsin. The Bad River Chippewa Band has been in a lengthy legal fight over a portion of the pipeline which crosses their reservation. Child car seats can protect kids in a crash, but they need to be installed and used properly. The Wisconsin State Patrol says a child under 13 was hurt or killed in a driving-related crash every 5 hours in Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin State Patrol Trooper John Corey.
If you are riding with a child in the vehicle, be sure that the car seat is appropriate for their age, weight, and height. And if you are installing a car seat in your vehicle, be sure to check the instruction manual and your vehicle manual to make sure that you're following the guidelines and installing that car seat as best as we can.
A properly installed car seat can greatly reduce the risk of a child being hurt, but estimates are about half of car seats are not being used properly. The Wisconsin State Patrol is hosting open house events throughout the state in September and October. Certified car seat technicians will be on site at many of these events offering car seat safety guidance. Visit the Wisconsin State Patrol's Facebook page for dates and locations. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.